speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Freedom Care?
We do the same service as Freedom Care. We do that service. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to sign up Samuel E. Wynn for a caregiver.
He needs home care?
Yes.
Sure. Was he already approved for home care yet?
Yes, I just got off the phone with United Healthcare, and they have my name down there and everything. So I asked them when I called Freedom Care, will it be a problem? And they told me no.
Oh, I got it. So we actually do the same service on Freedom Care. Like, we do that service, but we're a different agency. Would you like to come with us? Because we can help you out.
Okay. How do your, what would I have to do?
So we'll take down your basic information. Were you already approved for hours, like, per week?
They told me it'd be 32 hours.
32 hours, and that's under
Friday.
Medicaid?
Yes.
Yes, you have Medicaid. Great. So you have United as well? You have MO Health and Medicaid?
Yes.
Got it. So we'll just get your basic information, and we'll let know our enrollment team about that. And they'll just get the, do you have a caregiver, like you have someone to sign up, or you want me to look for someone?
Okay, now say that again.
So we'll get the information from the patient, and then either we can look for a caregiver for you, or if you want to sign up a family member, you can sign them up, and then you'll start getting paid.
Okay, well, I will be the caregiver.
Oh, you want to be the caregiver? Got it. No problem. That's not an issue.
Yes.
So what I can do is take down the patient's information and have an enrollment representative be in touch with you to get everything rolling with United Healthcare and make sure everything is good. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. Do you have his information with you?
Yes. What do you need? Because he's right here.
Got it. So do you have his Medicaid ID or should I check it up for you?
Okay, the one that I have, is United Healthcare. I give you that ID number, but he also have his, you had your pouch. You walked in with it.
Let me see if I can check it out.
Okay.
What's his first and last name?
Samuel.
S-A-M-U-A-L?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how to spell Eugene?
Eugene.
E-U-G-E-N-E.
E-U-G-E-N-E.
Got it. First name Samuel, last name Eugene. What's his date of birth?
No. His last name is Wynn. His middle name is
Eugene. Oh, it's his middle name. Got it. So what's his last name?
Yes. Wynn. W-I-N-N. And then it have Junior.
Junior, got it.
Yes.
Got it. And what's the date of birth?
It's March the 31st, 1961.
Got it. Let me see if I can check up his Medicaid with this information I have. It does not come up. You said his first name is Samuel, last name Wynn. S-A-M-U-A-L?
No,
S-A-M-U-A-L-W-I-N-N.
W-I-N-N. Let me... It does not come up. And you're sure you have Medicaid. Do you have the DCN number?
Yes, hold on. It is 3E.
3 what?
3 E as in elephant.
It should be just digits. As the DTN number,
what?
Like the state number.
What card?
Okay, now which card is it for?
The MO Health card. Missouri State card.
Only thing I see is Medicare health insurance, and then
that's Medicare.
Card.
I mean Medicaid. Does he have Medicaid as well?
It's in your book. I get the book.
Hold on, please. It's in the back there. Hold on for 1 second.
No problem. I'll wait. Take your time.
I've written it down. I just don't know where I've written it down at.
Okay, I think I got it because I had put in semi. Okay, I got his information, actually.
Oh, thank you
I have
so
it.
Much.
I can give it to you if you need it, so you have it for further reference.
Okay. Okay, let me get a pen right quick. I can't even find a pen when I need it. Hold on, I gotta go in my purse.
No, take your time.
Here. Okay, what is his number?
So his DCN number is 0428.
Let me see. Let me say 6.
0428. No, 6.
0. Okay. 0428. 4072. 4072. Okay.
Okay. So, does he live at 3747 Paseo Boulevard, Kansas City?
Yes.
Got it. Let me see if I let's see what I'm missing. Do you have me his social security number?
Hold on.
4-4-8-8-7-4. Okay. 0540.
4887-40540, right?
Yes.
Got it. Let me take the caregiver's name and number so I have it. What's your name and number?
Okay, my name is Barbara Lee. My area code is 539-322-6459.
Got it. And this time you'll have a different number, or I should put in both the same number for both of you.
Hold on.
My number.
Okay.
816-490.
Okay.
34-37-17.
17. Got it. Perfect. So I'll put in this number so we can reach out to you. What's your disorders? Like, what's the need of home care? What's your medical condition?
Oh, bad back.
I barely hear you.
I got a bad back. I had a stroke. And I broke my leg at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Broke my ankle.
Before I get you in a coordinator sign, let me make sure I got everything. Okay. I think we're all set for now. Can I have an enrollment coordinator reach out to you So we can get everything started?
Okay,
perfect. I'll give them, which number should I give? Barbara, yours or Samuel's?
Mine.
I'll give yours. Okay, no problem. So we'll have you start signing up and Samuel sign up so we can get everything started as soon as possible. And you said you have 35 hours, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
Now, how do the pay work? I want my paycheck to come on my card, so I would have to give them my routing number to my card.
Sure. So we'll have the representative, the one that will sign you up. She's going to set everything up with you. See the best way you want to get paid, and she's going to make sure everything works.
Okay, so when will I expect to hear from her?
In the next hour or two. I'll ask her the call as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. If you need anything else, just give me a call anytime.
All right, so I will lock this telephone number in, and I'm talking to you.
Perfect, and maybe do you take down my direct line as well? Because you call the main line.
Okay, and... Okay, hold on. And what is your number?
My number is
314-501-2518. And your name?
My name is Stella.
You said Stella?
Correct.
Stella?
Stella. Stella, yes.
Okay. Okay.
And she's going to call you from a similar number than mine, yes.
Okay, I'll just pick up the phone.
Yeah, just make sure to pick up the phone. And I'll, if you have any other questions until she calls you, just don't hesitate calling me, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You too, have a wonderful day, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.